Welcome, welcome, my beautiful sisters and brothers. Welcome to Brooklyn Woman Empowerment Group Incorporated. Today, we're just having a relaxing day. I have my little niece with me. Her
Hi.
Nickname is Yum Yum. Her name is, introduce yourself.
Aviana Nazel.
What is your nickname?
Yum Yum.
We just want to say is
Hi.
Hi. We just want to say, today is such a blessed day to have my little buddy that hangs out with me, my little niece, that's only 5. I just want to say you have to thank God for every little thing. You have to thank God for the clothes on your back, the shoes on your feet, the food that's on your table, the water that you drink. You got to thank God for the hair on your head, that you can use your arm, legs, your brain. You can see, taste. You got to know the purpose of why you're here on this earth. You may feel depressed like, oh, nothing happening. But if you still have food on your table and something to eat, it's from the Lord. If you have shoes on your feet, it's from the Lord. If you have anything, everything you have, it's from the Lord, because some people don't have anything. So while you have little things and you like complaining about, oh, I need a new pair of shoes. If you have one pair of shoes and those shoes are still nice, thank God for the one pair of shoes. You will be blessed. I remember my mother had one dress when I was a little girl. But she prayed, and that's all I know she stood against. This is her blessing, all the clothes she have now. This is why the clothes in the house, when she ever decide, when the Lord want to take her clock, someone special have to have the clothes that's going to cherish them and wear them. Like, I have stuff. I want someone that's going to take care of what I give them. Not when I give them something, they give it to someone else. And then somebody else just lay it down and it collects dust. Because if you give me anything, I am going to cherish it. Be thankful, people, for everything you have. Thank God. Thank God for everything. Let the Lord into your heart. Even if you don't believe in him, see what you have in your house that you never had before. Take a look. Let me give you good advice over here, give you a good testimony. After my divorce, before my divorce, when I was going through my troubles with my husband, he was still trying to stay with me and support another woman when I found out. And he took the money out the house and he thought he was going to live here free. And the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to give you strength. I was not weak. It's just that I had to pick a right time to throw him out the house. So it was a very, very tough time with 3 small children. He even stole my stamps that I was getting when my job, when I couldn't work anymore because I had to stay home and take care of the children. He stole the food stamps to give to the other woman. So this is a bad case of let him go. So after I got rid of him, things got even rough because, like, it was no money. I felt like I was in a deep hole. I didn't know what to do. But I kept a praying and praying and praying and praying. It was a book that I bought from Malin Hickey. I have to find out the name of that book again. I passed it on to somebody else. But I stayed on that book and I read every verse and scripture in this book. And the Lord brought me out smelling good. I did not come out smelling like I was in the fire. So I just want to say, if you're going through a hard, hard time, and it feels like you're in that pit, and that pit you can't get out that pit, and you're feeling bad, just stay there and keep praying and praying. Don't try to get out easy way, because you're going to stay in there. But once the Lord picked me up out of there, it felt like kabam. I was in another bright light. I mean, my life was so bright. I felt like a cloud lifted off from over my eyes. And I saw light, brightness, blessings. Blessings came slowly and surely. But God always come through. That's why even sometimes you feel like God is not there, not listening to you. Because, yeah, I'm going to admit, I feel like that sometimes. But He is there. He is there always, my brothers and sisters. It feel like He not. That's why some people commit suicide so soon, so quick. Because there's demons. The demons are so strong on them, and they don't know how to call on the Lord. And they just said, let's let me end it. And they don't realize that they hurt their family members when you commit suicide. You hurt your family members when you commit self-suicide also. So let us thank the Lord for everything that He's done. Let's say our prayer. And this was Brooklyn Woman Empowerment Group Incorporated. I just went off talking. I didn't introduce myself. My name is Minister Elsie, a.k.a. Grandma Elsie. And I just want to say, thank the Lord for everything. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this beautiful Sunday, January the 10th, 2021. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want you to touch every head from the every head toe, Lord, and heal people from the inside and outside, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, by the blood of Jesus, to let no death come near our homes. If death tries to come, Lord, let death have to turn back around, Lord, because you call him back and you say it's not time. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, protect and bless every member and family member and friend, Lord, by the blood of Jesus. Amen.